On December 11th, Duke Health invited two experts to share advice on how people can avoid viral diseases and stay healthy during the holidays. The first speaker was Dr. Cameron Wolf, an infectious diseases specialist with expertise in respiratory viruses.
Many of us, I'm sure, in our communities have seen that blip sort of already around Thanksgiving go up quite noticeably. That's early for us. You know, typically our flu seasons, most people would remember, might start increasing late in December, maybe sometimes not even until January, and peak around January or February, and yet we're already on an uptick that really started in the middle of November.
The North Carolina Division of Public Health's Respiratory Virus Summary Dashboard shows a sharp increase in influenza infections over recent weeks. Wolf said an earlier start to the flu season can cause a sort of feedback loop.
Early flu season, that typically in the past has translated to not as many people being fully vaccinated by the time that flu arrives. We've seen a little drop off in vaccine rates, but it also often reflects the fact that we're seeing an early or modified variant of flu. And so that therefore, you know, I hope not, but I would anticipate probably a busier overall season.
The second expert was Dr. Caroline Sloan, a general internist with a focus on patients with multiple chronic conditions. She said patients experiencing respiratory symptoms should use cheap at-home tests before heading to the doctor to avoid potentially infecting people with weak immune systems. She also said whether or not to seek treatment for an illness like the flu is ultimately dependent on the individual and those around them.
The question of if I develop the flu, should I seek treatment? Should I get a prescription for Tamiflu or one of the other flu medications? Yeah, if you have a high-risk condition, then you would qualify for treatment. But also, if you're going to be traveling and visiting someone who has a high-risk condition, you may want to ask your doctor for treatment so that you can protect those people that you're going to go visit.
While many take precautions to avoid spreading respiratory illnesses, those are not the only viruses holiday travelers should be wary of. Sloan also warned of the dangers of norovirus, another common holiday season illness which can cause diarrhea and vomiting.
If you're going to be traveling and if you live with or are going to be visiting a family that has small children are incubators of these types of viral illnesses, and so just make sure that all the adults in the room, small children are not very good at washing their hands, but adults can be. So just make sure that you are washing your hands frequently.
Of particular concern are older people who have an increased risk of infection and serious illness. Extra precautions should be taken around these individuals regardless of the strength of their immune system. Sloan warned that an infection in elderly individuals might not always present with the classic respiratory symptoms.
Any infection really may manifest as confusion or what we call delirium when an older person is starting to not quite act like themselves and the change seems quite sudden. That's when you should start being concerned about an infection, even if they don't have all those other symptoms.
For those looking for more resources or advice, the North Carolina Division of Public Health has a comprehensive guide on respiratory viruses featuring more information on testing, treatment, vaccines, chronic diseases, pregnancy, and more. You can find it by heading to our story on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.